Hey, it's Stacey Ondeti, and you're listening to One Girl's Turn Podcast. And it has been a long time since I've recorded anything, but I was like, oh, the year is ending, and I don't want it to end like that. Let's like have a wrap. Like, this is kind of being a story time. Let me just have a wrap and tell you guys about like all year through. Oh my god, this year has been crazy, but you know what? I haven't cried. I'm not one of those people, you know, those memes that are like, hey, I have cried this year, but you know, as long as I made it show me. No, I haven't cried this year. I can't even lie. This has been one of the best years. I have had like a lot of personal growth this year, a lot of self-care and love and everything nice. I can't lie, I have seen a lot of things that I didn't know that I could see, both good and bad. I cannot say I haven't had any bad thing happening to me this year, because hey, binadamu ni nani? Anyway, character development in Nairobi is no joke. So I just decided, I have just decided, like right now, oh my days, oh, it's battery low. Oh my fucking days. Okay, so I just decided like I'm going to do a wrap up, you know, a wrap up for my year from January to December. We're going to discuss it like in very, very short stories, as short as I can make them, which I'm not very good at making stories short, but yeah, I'll try. So let's start with January. What was I doing in January? January was like still so very confused to where I am, but at least I had a job. Kudos, clap for me. At least I had something to keep me my mind off things. But I was very confused in January, and that emotionally, you know, relationship wise, and all this other stuff. The only thing that made my January better is like I was having an earning, yeah, and maybe my podcast. That was like the only thing that makes my January, that made my January like, you know, a little bit good. February, I don't know what I was doing on Valentine's, but I know I released a Valentine episode about people I had break Valentine's things, but I can't even remember what I was doing on Valentine's Day. On February, I really can't remember. March, I was still confused, but you know, I was starting getting a grip of what I'm supposed to do, where I'm supposed to be in love. I started taking care of myself more, getting, you know, once you get money, I'm telling you, everything else just it gets better with money, not time. Whoever told you it gets better with time lied, you know. Yeah, it gets better with money. I'm not even saying I'm having a lot of money, but as much as like, I think I found myself in a better position than I ever was anyway. So that's March, then April was just nice, you know, many of these people going on these stupid dates. I joined these dating websites. And apps, there's a difference between dating websites and dating apps. Dating websites are more, if I say mature, people think sexually. Dating websites are more serious than dating apps. Yeah. So I joined a lot of dating websites and a lot of dating apps. I was in every dating app ever invented. From... what's this called? Baidu to... what's this app that somebody was killed? A lady was killed from Bumble. And to Tinder. To... what's this other app? Okay, Cupid. To... I was in a lot of dating apps. Kenyan Dating. You know, all this stuff. I just wanted someone. I thought, like, I still needed someone to, like, you know, be there for me and stuff. So yeah, I joined a lot of dating apps and stuff like that. I met some real good people from the dating apps. Some are still my friends, some now. I met even girls, you know. Sometimes I used to just go to the girls section just to see the type of girls who are in dating apps. So I met with some girls, they're cool, they're fine, I still have their numbers, you know, stuff like that. It's amazing. So I can't narrate about all those dating experience because I'm trying to make this as short as possible. Plus, I don't remember some, but yo, I've been into some crazy shit. I once traveled from Nairobi to what's this place called? It's in the Kiambu side of the country, Kiambu. It's like, and it was a night, and I went to see this guy. Oh my god, let me tell you about this night. I went to see this guy, and this guy told me like, oh, yeah. He was a photographer. Don't ever date photographers. I don't believe in photographers. Oh, I'm so sorry. If you are one, I am sorry. No shade to you, but yo, it's a red flag. Anyway, so then I went to this guy's place. And by the time I get there, because I started my journey like around 5, but by the time I got there, it was very late in the night. And when I get there, this guy had told me that he lives alone. Oh, he lives with his sister. And I live with my brother. So it's just same stuff, you know. Tell me why these people are sharing a bed with this sister. And, like, it seems like this guy is just, like, I don't know. It didn't sit right with me that at a very grown-ass age, of a 25-year-old man, he's still living with the sister and sleeping in the same bed with the sister. Like, one of you is not doing well financially. And I couldn't say it was the sister because a lot of stuff was the sister's style. She was... Yo, that house just screamed woman. Anyway, I'm so glad I didn't do anything shady with him. I am so glad that I went from that. So I have had very crazy dates. Anyway, was that this year or last year? That was last year. That wasn't even this year. Oh, fuck. This year I didn't meet someone like that. That was last year. This year I've been going to a crazy date. Yeah, this year I haven't gone to a crazy day because that was last year, because I remember he came to text me again once I blocked him. He came to text me again just to see, just see where I am at. They always come back. Don't worry, sis. So anyway, the thing is like, yeah, I was talking about that is April, like June, July, April, May. Yeah, May I started having something. May was like amazing, you know. May was amazing, really. And so from May, I can say like from May to like where I am right now, it has been good. I can't lie, it's been nice. I've had challenges, yeah, here and there with work, with relationship, with everything else. But yo, it's been amazing. It has been amazing, 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 amazing. I really hope that in 2023, like, things would be better for you guys and for me too. Because I want to get in my soft girl era in 2023. I just want to be like, you know, not feminist, but I just want to be more feminine. More female energy, you know. I don't want to be all this, like, you know, men 50-50 women. I don't believe in that shit. I don't believe in that. So Anyway, this is my 2022 wrapped. And I really thank you guys because I got some good numbers for my podcast. Yeah, my podcast dropped. It was like good numbers. I can't believe like someone from Romania is listening to me right now. Someone from South Korea is listening to me now. I'm taking that English is not their main language, but they're just listening to me. That means like a lot. I get mad support from Kenyans, so I'm like, oh my god, my country is the best. And after Kenya, I think it's Germany. And yeah, it just recently is when Tanzania started to listen to me. But I'm like, you know, slow steps, baby steps. And I'm not even as, you know, as I am supposed to be very, what's this called? No, kufuatilia maneno. I don't follow up as I'm supposed to be. I hope next year I will learn to juggle things as I'm supposed to be. And I'll have more time for my podcast because I really care about this. This is just a space for me to let out all things I know and all things that I'm much better and educate people and share my own stories because I got mad stories, bomb stories. Did I tell you guys of a time? Oh, no, this just needs a whole episode of its own. I'll just tell you guys next year. Yeah, maybe January when I am officially back on my podcast stuff. So anyway, I just wanted to come here and say thank you so much. It's been a great year because of you guys too. You guys really helped me a lot. Because when I was getting to those milestones, this year is when I had episodes with Fidi and Mike. Like I brought the guys on and I really got good feedback from that. Knowing that, you know, men and a lot of men started, you know, communication with me, which is nice. But the fact that men come to, you know, they come to with flirt with you and they start with like, oh, so tell me about your podcast. And, you know, I'll talk. I'm a very talkative person. If you get me in a very good mood and you buy me food, I'm a very good talkative person. Yeah, so that was just it. I just want to say thank you. I don't want to repeat myself. I just want to say thank you. I had the best month, honestly. I met great people and worst people. But you know what? I have learned my place this year. I haven't even learned my place. I'm so glad I had learned my place last year. So this year wasn't so hard for me to like just know like this is crap and call it out and just like dump that. And to a lot of people, I was mean. I'm a bad person. And that's okay. You can't love me. It's so hard to please everybody. I was a people pleaser in 2021. I was such a fucking people pleaser. And I am not now. So. Anyway, I have to go because I am late. I am fucking... If I have ever been early to any place, we have decided that we're going to meet. Hey, I'm telling you, you're lucky. I know, I'm not supposed to brag about a bad thing that I'm usually doing. I'm not even bragging about it. I'm just owning to it. Like, I'm a very, very late person. I get late to everything. And if I get early, I don't know what that means. But I'm usually late. But I'm usually fun. I'm usually worth the wait. Trust. I just decided to have this episode right now in the middle of me getting ready to go somewhere. You see how fucked up that is? See how fucked up that is? Yeah. Anyway, it's not that I don't care. I do. But I was like, oh my god, if I don't do it right now, I would never do it. Anyway, and I wanted so bad to say thank you to you guys and see you next year. Next year is going to be bomb. More mature topics, more guests, more. Yo, you know, more things to learn because we have a lot to learn. I have interacted with so many people and now I know, like, we have a lot to learn as people. Are you hearing the sound in my background? That's the welding. I'm sorry. I live in a very commercial place. So, anyway, that is all the time I had for today. Follow me on social media, One Girl's Time Podcast on Instagram, One Girl's Time Podcast on Facebook. If you have my WhatsApp number, that's nice. Text me, DM me, tell me your ideas. Whatever you want me to talk about in 2023. Happy New Year in advance. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas. Belated. Happy Merry Christmas. I am the worst in these things. I am the worst in recognizing these things. Happy New Year, guys. Stay safe, stay love. Please take care. The new year comes with a lot of stuff. And 31st, don't be in a very crowded place. Honestly, I don't like being a crowded. Okay, who asked me? Again, nobody. Good. Stay shut. that is all I had. That's all the time I had for today. So goodbye. I will talk to you all next year. I'll have a better plan next year. So bye. Thank you, Romania. Thank you, Tanzania. Thank you, South Korea. Thank you, all the other countries who joined me. Thank you, Kenyans, for always sticking with me. Thank you, Germany and Barbados. Oh my days. Okay. Bye.